Welcome to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast. This episode is a narration of the 50th Sutra of the Middle Discourses of the Buddha, the Maradhajaniya Sutta, which is about a time when Mara, the god of death, tried to annoy Mahamoggallana. Not only did he fail, but he was subject to a stern sermon warning of the dangers of attacking the Buddha's disciples. This translation of the Maradhajaniya Sutta is by Bhikkhu Sajjato and was sourced from Sutta Central. May you all benefit from hearing the original teachings of the Buddha. The Maradhajaniya Sutta, the condemnation of Mara. So I have heard. At one time, the Venerable Mahamoggallana was staying in the land of the Buggas at Crocodile Hill in the deer park at Besakala's wood. At that time, Moggallana was walking mindfully in the open air. Now at that time, Mara the wicked had got inside Moggallana's belly. Moggallana thought, "Why now is my belly so very heavy, like I've just eaten a load of beans?" Then he stepped down from the walking path, entered his dwelling, sat down on the seat spread out, and investigated inside himself. He saw that Mara the wicked had got inside his belly, so he said to Mara, "Come out, wicked one, come out. Do not harass the realized one or his disciple. Don't create lasting harm and suffering for yourself." Then Mara thought, "This ascetic doesn't really know me or see me when he tells me to come out. Not even the teacher could recognize me so quickly. So how could a disciple?" Then Moggallana said to Mara, "I know you when you're like this, wicked one. Do not think he doesn't know me. You are Mara the wicked, and you think this ascetic doesn't really know me or see me when he tells me to come out. Not even the teacher could recognize me so quickly. So how could a disciple?" Then Mara thought, "This ascetic really does know me and see me when he tells me to come out." Then Mara came out of Moggallana's mouth and stood against the door. Moggallana saw him there and said, "I see you even there, wicked one. Do not think he doesn't see me. That's you, wicked one, standing against the door. Once upon a time, wicked one, I was Mara, named Dusi, and I had a sister named Kali. You were her son, which made you my nephew. At that time, Kakusanda, the Blessed One, the Perfected One, the fully awakened Buddha, arose in the world. Kakusanda had a fine pair of chief disciples named Vidura and Sanjiva. Of all the disciples of the Buddha Kakusanda, none were the equal of Venerable Vidura in teaching Dhamma. And that's how he came to be known as Vidura. But when Venerable Sanjiva had gone to a wilderness or to the root of a tree or to an empty hut, he easily attained the cessation of perception and feeling. Once upon a time, Sanjiva was sitting at the root of a certain tree, having attained the cessation of perception and feeling. Some cowherds, shepherds, farmers, and passers-by saw him sitting there and said, "Oh, how incredible, how amazing! This ascetic passed away while seated. We should cremate him." They collected grass, wood, and cow dung, heaped it all on Sanjiva's body, set it on fire, and left. Then, when the night had passed, Sanjiva emerged from that attainment, shook out his robes, and since it was morning, he robed up and entered the village for alms. Those cowherds, shepherds, farmers, and passers-by saw him wandering for alms and said, "Oh, how incredible, how amazing! This ascetic passed away while seated, and now he has come back to life." And that's how he came to be known as Sanjiva. Then it occurred to Mara Dusi, "I don't know the course of rebirth of these ethical mendicants of good character. Why don't I take possession of these Brahmins and householders and say, 'Come, all of you, abuse, attack, harass, and trouble the ethical mendicants of good character. Hopefully, by doing this, we can upset their minds so that Mara Ducey can find a vulnerability. And that's exactly what he did. Then those Brahmins and householders abused, attacked, harassed, and troubled the ethical mendicants of good character. These shavelings, fake ascetics, primitives, black spawn from the feet of our kinsmen say, "We practice absorption meditation, we practice absorption meditation." Shoulders drooping, downcast and dopey, they meditate and concentrate and contemplate and ruminate. They're just like an owl on a branch which meditates and concentrates and contemplates and ruminates as it hunts for a mouse. They're just like a jackal on a riverbank which meditates and concentrates and contemplates and ruminates as it hunts for fish. They're just like a cat by an alley or a drain or a dustbin which meditates and concentrates and contemplates and ruminates as it hunts a mouse. They're just like unladen donkey by an alley or a drain or a dustbin, which meditates and concentrates and contemplates and ruminates. In the same way, these shavelings, fake ascetics, primitives, black spawn from the feet of our kinsmen say, "We practice absorption meditation, we practice absorption meditation." Shoulders drooping, downcast and dopey, they meditate and concentrate and contemplate and ruminate. Most of the people who died at that time, when their body broke up after death, were reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. Then Kakusanda, the Blessed One, the Perfected One, the fully awakened Buddha, addressed the mendicants. "Mendicants, the Brahmins and householders have been possessed by Mara Ducey. He told them to abuse you in the hope of upsetting your minds, so that he can find a vulnerability. Come, all of you mendicants, meditate spreading a heart full of love to one direction, and to the second, and to the third, and to the fourth. In the same way, above, below, across, everywhere, all around, spread a heart full of love to the whole world, abundant, expansive, limitless, free of enmity and ill will. Meditate spreading a heart full of compassion. Meditate spreading a heart full of rejoicing. Meditate spreading a heart full of equanimity to one direction and to the second and to the third and to the fourth. In the same way, above, below, across, everywhere, all around, spread a heart full of equanimity to the whole world. Abundant, expansive, limitless, free of enmity and ill will." When those mendicants were instructed and advised by the Buddha Kakusanda in this way, they went to the wilderness or to the root of a tree or to an empty hut where they meditated, spreading a heart full of love, compassion, rejoicing and equanimity. Then it occurred to Mara Ducey, "Even when I do this, I don't know the course of rebirth of these ethical mendicants of good character. Why don't I take possession of these Brahmins and householders and say, 'Come, all of you, honour, respect, esteem, and venerate the ethical mendicants of good character. Hopefully, by doing this, we can upset their minds so that Mara Ducey can find a vulnerability.'" And that's exactly what he did. Then those Brahmins and householders honoured, respected, esteemed, and venerated the ethical mendicants of good character. Most of the people who died at that time, when their body broke up after death, were reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. Then Kakusanda, the Blessed One, the Perfected One, the fully awakened Buddha, addressed the mendicants. "Mendicants, the Brahmins and householders have been possessed by Mara Ducey. He told them to venerate you in the hope of upsetting your minds so that he can find a vulnerability. Come, all you mendicants, meditate observing the ugliness of the body, perceiving the repulsiveness of food, perceiving the dissatisfaction with the whole world, and observing the impermanence of all conditions. When those mendicants were instructed and advised by the Buddha Kakusanda in this way, they went to a wilderness, or to the root of a tree, or to an empty hut, where they meditated, observing the ugliness of the body, perceiving the repulsiveness of food, perceiving dissatisfaction with the whole world, and observing the impermanence of all conditions. Then the Buddha Kakusanda robed up in the morning, and, taking this bowl and robe, entered the village for alms with the venerable Vidura as his second monk. Then Maradusi took possession of a certain boy, picked up a rock, and hit Vidura on the head, cracking it open. Then Vidura, with blood pouring from his cracked skull, still followed behind the Buddha Kakusanda. Then the Buddha Kakusanda turned to gaze back, the way that elephants do, saying, "This Maradusi knows no bounds." And as he was gazing, Maradusi fell from that place and was reborn in the great hell. Now that great hell is known by three names, related to the six fields of contact, and also the impaling with spikes, and also individually painful. When the wardens of hell came to me and said, "When spike meets spike in your heart, you will know that you've been roasting in hell for 1,000 years. I roasted for many years, many centuries, many millennia in the great hell. For 10,000 years I was roasted in the annex of that great hell, experiencing the pain called, this is emergence. My body was in human form, but I had the head of a fish." What kind of hell was that where Dusi was roasted after attacking the disciple Vidura, along with the Brahman Kakusanda? There were 100 iron spikes, each one individually painful. That's the kind of hell where Dusi was roasted after attacking the disciple Vidura, along with the Brahman Kakusanda. Dark one, if you attack a mendicant who directly knows this, a disciple of the Buddha, you'll fall into suffering. There are mansions that last an eon standing in the middle of a lake, sapphire-coloured, brilliant, they sparkle and shine. Dancing there are nymphs shining in all different colours. Dark one, if you attack a mendicant who directly knows this, a disciple of the Buddha, you'll fall into suffering. I'm the one who, urged by the Buddha, shook the stilt longhouse of Megara's mother with his big toe as the Sangha of mendicants watched. Dark one, if you attack a mendicant who directly knows this, a disciple of the Buddha, you'll fall into suffering. I'm the one who shook the palace of victory with his big toe, owing to psychic power, inspiring deities to awe. Dark one, if you attack a mendicant who directly knows this, a disciple of the Buddha, you'll fall into suffering. I'm the one who asked Sakka in the palace of victory. Vasava, I hope you recall the one who is freed through the ending of craving. And I'm the one to whom Sakka admitted the truth when asked. Dark one, if you attack a mendicant who directly knows this, a disciple of the Buddha, you'll fall into suffering. I'm the one who asked the divinity in the Hall of Justice before the assembly, "Reverend, do you still have the same view that you had in the past? Or do you see the radiance transcending the realm of divinity?" And I'm the one to whom the divinity truthfully admitted his progress. "Good sir, I don't have that view that I had in the past. I see the radiance transcending the realm of divinity. So how could I say today that I'm permanent or eternal?" Dark one, if you attack a mendicant who directly knows this, a disciple of the Buddha, you'll fall into suffering. I'm the one who touched the peak of Mount Meru, using the power of meditative liberation. I visited the forest of the people who dwell in the eastern continent. Dark one, if you attack a mendicant who directly knows this, a disciple of the Buddha, you'll fall into suffering. Though a fire doesn't think, "I'll burn the fool," still the fool who attacks the fire gets burnt. In the same way, Mara, in attacking the realized one, You'll only burn yourself, like a fool touching the flames. Mara's done a bad thing in attacking the realized one. Wicked one, do you imagine that your wickedness won't bear fruit? Your deeds heap up wickedness that will last a long time, Terminator. Give up on the Buddha, Mara, and hold no hope for the mendicants. That is how, in the Besakala Grove, the mendicant contemned Mara. That spirit, downcast, disappeared right there. This ends the Maratajaniya Sutta. Stay tuned for the next episode, which will be the first episode of the third season, which is based around a thematic anthology of the Buddha's teachings. If you've enjoyed listening to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, please subscribe via your favorite podcast player and share this podcast with friends. If you'd like to find out more about the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, you can go to everydaydharma.net and you'll find all previous episodes and the text versions of the sutta. Thank you for listening. May you all find happiness and peace.